The people of this planet each generate thoughts, and communicate these thoughts to others. If the thoughts that are generated are of a low quality, then they will in turn generate low quality thoughts in others. This is a self-perpetuating action. And this is the reason for the strife and confusion that is so abundant with the people of this planet. It is erroneous to say that you cannot do anything about a situation as complex as this one, which has been created by millions and millions of minds through thousands and thousands of years. It is only necessary that the individual remove himself in thought from this sea of confusion and express himself in the true love and light of the infinite Creator. This may be done at any time. It is up to the individual. If he desires to do this, then it is only necessary that he do it. This has been demonstrated to the people of this planet many times in the past by the teachers who were here to demonstrate to the people of Earth life and the expressions of the Creator as they were intended. It is a very simple lesson, but man on Earth desires to ignore this. Very few accept these teachings, and stand in the light and express only the love and understanding of the Creator of us all. This is unfortunate. It is a situation that we who are in the service of our infinite Creator are attempting to remedy, by giving instructions which are not only verbal, and which have difficulty in penetrating the barrier which the mind has erected, but instructions of a nature that will bypass this intellectual barrier and reach the spiritual self directly. This is done, of course, during the process of meditation. This is why 197, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, we have stated for so many years that meditation is extremely important. It is only necessary that the individual avail himself of these concepts for these concepts to begin to cause the individual to realize once more his proper stature and position in the Creator's scheme of things. It was stated by your last great teacher, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" This man understood the true, created purpose of all of mankind. Why is it necessary for people, especially people who have been made aware of truth through their seeking, to stop short of achieving the knowledge of their true, created purpose and being? We have been puzzled at times by the inability of the people of this planet in general to be awakened to this simple truth. We suggest that it is necessary to maintain a continual awareness of your objective. We suggest that that objective is to realize your true position in the creation, and then to act in a manner intended by the Creator. In order to do this, it will be necessary that a considerable effort be put forth. This is brought about by the evolution of thought of the people of this planet is so great that if an individual is to free himself from it, it is necessary for him to maintain a constant awareness of his spiritual nature and purpose, and to augment this awareness with meditation. The effort put forth to do this will be much more rewarding than any other activity in which the individual can engage. This step must successfully be made by each individual of this planet at some time or other. Wouldn't it be reasonable to do it at the earliest possible time? For it is an extremely beneficial step. We would suggest that if progress is seemingly slow, then additional meditation may be necessary, for only in this way can the people of planet Earth free themselves from the erroneous thoughts that have been impressed upon them for so very long. 198, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, February 9, 1974. Each part is a portion of the creation. Each holds equal rank. I am aware that there are many upon your planet who would not understand this concept. They feel pain, if it is within their individual being, but they do not feel the pain of others. This is not so with the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. We feel your pain, and this brings us to you at this time, to serve you. For in doing so, we serve ourselves, since you and we are one. Your pain is felt throughout all the creation, and for this reason there are many, many here to serve you at this time. We serve you in the very best way that we can, to eliminate this pain. We give to you the information that you need in order to eliminate this pain. It is something that may be done in the twinkling of an eye. It is the way that the Creator planned. We did not, however, anticipate that his children would create from their own desires the pain that we now feel emanating from your planet. This is a result of the desire of the people of this planet. Unfortunately, these desires affect not only the ones generating the desire, but also others who live on the surface. It is what you call a contagion. It requires an extreme degree of understanding to live upon your surface and not experience this contagion. It can be done, my friends. It is only necessary that you know and demonstrate the Creator's truth in every thought and deed. And then you will be freed from the effect of the desires of your brothers who live about you on the surface of your planet. February 13, 1974. Your people on this planet seek many things. However, they seek these things in what we would consider to be a very strange way. They seek the result of their desires. Almost 199. Chapter 8. The world in which we live, exclusively within what they know as the physical illusion that they now enjoy. Since they are unable to experience in their waking state anything but this physical illusion, they then think that this is all that exists, and they attempt to find expression of their desires strictly within this illusion. This results in the fulfillment of false desires. The people who fulfill these false desires wonder why, having fulfilled them, they do not find happiness. This has been demonstrated upon your planet many times, but little heed has been taken of it. The desires still remain very strong, and the people about you strive with much energy to fulfill them. Having fulfilled them, they then, as I have said, wonder. They wonder why they still have desires, for as soon as they have fulfilled one, they have generated another. February 18, 1974. At this time, very few of the people upon this planet are seeking anything outside of the physical illusion that so constantly busies their minds with trivialities. We of the Confederation of Planets are aware of the trivial nature of the things that involve most of the people of your planet. These things seem of great importance to them. However, the importance of their activities is a function of their inability to still their active minds, and to return to the awareness of reality that is possible through meditation. The activities that seem so important to the people of this planet at this time are so very transient as to be in reality negligible, as are all activities within the physical, except for that activity of service to one's fellow man. For through service, one builds one's awareness of truth. This is the reason for life, as you know it, in the physical. February 21, 1974. Desire is a thing that dwells within each of the Creator's children. The desire of each of them, however, is different. 200. Chapter 8. The world in which we live, what this desire is dependent upon the vibratory level of the individual. The lower the vibration, the more basic the desire. The higher the vibration, the higher the desire. You will find, as you increase your vibration through meditation and seeking and service, that your desire will change. The things that are desired by those that are tightly locked within the physical illusion are not those desired by those on the verge of freedom. March 10, 1974. Truth is all about you, very obvious to those who have stilled themselves for the very short time that is required to become aware of it. It is very obvious to those of us who view the creation of the Father in its original form. All of its parts act to support all its other parts. All that sustains each of us is a gift of our Creator. All of the joys and experiences that come to us are gifts of our Creator. It is only those upon this planet who have become lost in a complex creation of their own, with many thoughts of a complex but trivial nature that keep them very busy, in an effort to reach that which is of no value. It is a minor creation which will last only the shortest period of time and which has no value, once it is attained, for they will lose it, and once again return to the creation. March 11, 1974. Man on Earth has very little understanding of his life. The life of an individual is not what he thinks that it is. Very few of those who dwell upon your planet have any understanding of life. Man upon planet Earth is concerned with a life that is limited by his waking hours, during a present physical lifetime. His plans, his desires, and his activities are governed by his awareness of this extremely limited portion of experience, which he considers his physical life. 201. Chapter 8. The world in which we live. For this reason, the plans and the objectives of those who dwell upon Earth are extremely limited, and for the most part of no value whatsoever. In order to make plans intelligently, it is necessary that one have information about future objectives. Man on Earth, for the most part, has none of this information, for he has not sought it. He is simply existing in a very limited state of awareness, and reacting to what he is able to determine about this limited awareness. These reactions result in his activities, which are from our point of view ridiculous. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are aware of a much longer span of life than is man on Earth. The span of life of which we are aware is of infinite length. For this reason, our plans, our objectives and our activities are much different from those who dwell upon this planet. Man upon Earth is not trying to understand how to live. He is not trying to understand how to live because he is not trying to understand life. Life is extremely simple, and an understanding of life requires an extremely simple approach. Presently, man in your society upon Earth is attempting to approach what he considers to be life in an extremely complex manner. In doing this, he is making numerous plans and numerous deductions, based upon observations that are so limited that they are almost totally false. Some of the people of your planet have some awareness of the principles that affect an individual in his true infinite state, and they are aware of the necessity to make plans for objectives that are totally outside of the very limited state that you call the physical life. We are here to attempt to help those who are seeking a greater awareness to find it. We are attempting to bring a simple teaching that will allow you to become able to make your own 202 chait, the world in which we live, decisions as a result of a much greater awareness of truth than is presently available upon your planet. March 11, 1974. We of the Confederation are aware, more since we have spent much time with your planet, that those of your planet find it very difficult to understand simplicity. It is more to the nature of this illusion here manifesting on the surface of your planet to have a complicated and carefully controlled series of tests to perform in order to reach a goal. But, my friends, truth is in the opposite direction of this. As we have said earlier tonight, meditation brings to you this realization in a non-intellectual manner. But to arise from your meditation, my friends, and to demonstrate the truth that you have learned is indeed a challenge to your spirits. For how does one demonstrate the absolutely simple? Picture, if you will, my friends, a prison, deep in the ground. There is old metal, and many rusty keys and, inside the old metal cells in this dungeon deep underground, there are many, many ghosts that can barely be seen. And yet they are trapped. My friends, you are holding yourselves prisoner. Meditation allies you with the truth of daylight, with the truth of freedom, with the truth of infinity. Unlock your own spirits from these dungeons simply by realizing that each intellectual thought process is a mere shade, only a ghost, and cannot harm, hurt or cause you pain. As these shades disappear, you rise from this earthly, rusty frame of mind, and you are aware perhaps of a feeling of parting that was even painful, for it is difficult to let those things that trouble you go. And yet, my friends, once you are up in the sunlight, and the sun is warming you, and you can lift yourself to the infinite grace and listen for the waters of truth, you have found an avenue from meditation to demonstration. 203, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. At most times, my friends, the illusion presses most strongly upon you, and in your desire for spiritual growth you ask what is the truth of this. My friends, ask yourself, does this problem have to do with my spiritual growth? And does it have to do with a service to aid another in spiritual growth? My friends, if the answer is yes, this problem is in the area I have described as the dungeon. It need only be let go, and then you need only become aware of the real creation, in its infinity, all around you, for you to have demonstrated at that moment a spiritual growth. April 4, 1974. What you do within your situation, spiritually speaking, we would suggest, will be a function of one thing only, and that is your understanding of the lesson which you are to learn. In general, each situation with which you surround yourself is a part of a lesson for you. We are not referring to daily details which occur under the simple laws of chance. We are referring to the overall trend or generalized direction or general dimension of your situation. Whatever the difficulty is in this situation, the approach we would suggest spiritually is to take it, as we may predictably say, to meditation. Out of meditation, come with some understanding, not in your life, but simply in you, right now, of the lesson or the job to be done within that situation. In doing the job in as workmanlike and cheerful a manner as your meditation has given you the ability to maintain, as you accomplish your work within that lesson, the circumstances about you will alter of their own accord. The constant feeling of pressure from outside is an illusion, my friends, sometimes an extremely heavy one, but only an illusion. Your lessons will be learned from within. 204, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, April 16, 1974. We are aware that many of those in this group are experiencing perplexities, and while conditions are not serious physically for you, they are somewhat perplexing to you. And we wish today for you to consider that there is a duality of ways to look at the spiritual point of view. One way is the way of taking a life or death attitude towards your understanding and going after spiritual understanding as the life and death matter that indeed it is. There is, however, a perfect opposite to this, which is equally valid and equally helpful and too little practiced, my friends, upon planet Earth. And that is simply not to worry about the meaning behind the illusionary experiences that fill each day. This seems, in a way, very shallow. However, once you have aimed yourself towards the spiritual path and have begun to discipline yourself with regular meditation, patiently and carefully kept up, the ability to take the all-important step backwards towards detachment from that which is about you in your daily life is extremely important. It may mean the difference between having a great many perplexing situations and having instead a feeling that the rhythm of the universe is resounding recognizably in your life, when your worried mind is still and when all the ripples of worry of your daily life have stopped. Then and only then, may you discern the slow and stately movement of the universal rhythms. April 24, 1974. There is an everlasting experience that's cycled again and again with the physical illusion that you now enjoy. This experience is one of perplexity. Events that happen are always events that are essentially unexplained. My friends, the unexplained sets up with your human intellect a great frustration, and you seek the explanation with your intellect. 205, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. But, my friends, the explanation for the cycle of experience within the physical is never within the physical. The answer, my friends, is to be found within the spiritual consciousness. The flimsy craft of your physical, intellectual ability is not designed to sail the deep seas of spiritual reasons. Do not attempt to take it into the depths of reason, or else, I assure you, your flimsy craft will break apart and you will think that you are surely lost. My friends, there is no loss. There is only unity. The great storm that is within this illusion is forever stilled by the consciousness that you may obtain through your meditation. As the master known as Jesus has been quoted as saying, "Peace, be still." This statement is a statement of faith. When applied to the storm in any illusory existence, the illusory storm is bound to respond and express this "peace, be still." This concept that the consciousness of the Creator has dominion over the consciousness of the physical illusion is truth, and is, we hope, a helpful truth. May 16, 1974. We would like to give you a thought upon the nature of the spiritual path. Consider for yourself, my friends, the nature of your interior universe. How much of your thinking is involved with striving, attaining and grasping at things within the physical illusion? What fire consumes you? What greed or envy or base desire have you allowed to continue to have power over your thinking? And then, my friends, what portion of your thinking is clear, calm, motionless, humble, unassuming and content? I do not need to tell you which portion of your interior universe is more correctly called the spiritual part. The truth of the universe is a very simple truth. Correctly understood and practiced, it eliminates the striving for selfhood within. 206, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, The Physical Illusion. It eliminates it because it offers a more rewarding reality along the spiritual path. The reason, my friends, that you have not completely become one with the spiritual path is not because you have not been trying. Do not cause yourself anxiety. It is simply, my friends, that the illusion under which you labor is extremely strong upon your planet, and there is a good deal of constant and faithful meditation and discipline to be achieved before the final breakthrough can come, and you may be free of your selfhood within the illusion. Without that selfhood, my friends, without that which upon the part of the planet which you live is termed ego, you may achieve all things in the name of the Creator. For having no limitation of self, you may give for all men, and to all men. It is a matter of knowing whom you serve, my friends. As you go through your daily existence, therefore, we suggest to you, when it may serve you to do so, that you contemplate that which is called water. Water, my friends, is the humblest and the weakest of all substances. It abides in the lowest places. It constantly seeks a level. It is ashamed to go nowhere, but flows where every opportunity takes it. Water may wear away the hardest substances, for it is far stronger in its weakness than rigid substances can ever be. Be like the water, my friends. Upon the spiritual path that you are seeking to follow, seek the nature of water. The physical illusion too, normalcy. If a man sleeps in a damp place, he will wake up with an aching back, and feeling half dead, but is this true of an eel? If men tried to live in trees, they would be scared out of their wits, but are monkeys? Of the three, which knows the right place to live? 207, Chapter 8. The world in which we live. Quantsu comment. This comment was written in 2009. I am convinced that normalcy is a myth, a figment of statistics. When you zero in on any of us, we are all unique and special. Channeling Selection, May 17, 1974. My friends, it is very interesting to us who have come here to aid those of you upon the surface of your planet who seek to notice the constant and widespread misapprehensions under which your people labor, with regard to the idea of normalcy. There are many things which are looked upon within your physical illusion as being quite normal, which to us, my friends, look quite abnormal. And as we patiently search among the people of your planet, we find very few whose actions we would call normal. It is as though the people of planet Earth are all mysteriously prey to some widespread emotional disorder. We did not understand this when we first came, and our first attempts to communicate with your people suffered much because of this misunderstanding. We have come to understand much more. And now, we can see the strong and ever-present cause of this widespread aberration of the peoples of this planet. There is an abnormality which has been developing and building through many, many of your generations, until now what is in truth normal has become unheard of, and its place completely overtaken by that which is complete illusion. 208, Chapter 8, The world in which we live. You, my friends, having accepted the illusion, have simply reacted to what seems to be reality. The fault is certainly not your own, within this particular physical experience. However, it has happened. But, my friends, whether or not hope that you might be able to re-establish contact with reality, and thereby return to a normal state of awareness with regard to the creation, we would not be here. We have come because those who have the potential for using our aid have desired our aid. We are here to serve you. We are here to encourage you. And we are here to attempt to give you our understanding of the creation of the Father. You must realize, my friends, that although we cannot lay any blame at the feet of those people of your planet who do not understand, we can lay the blame at our own feet. For, my friends, we are each of you, and we have, through our free will, created this illusion. Your pain has been created by us, and we feel that pain very deeply. It is our strong desire to enable you to become able to have clear sight of what is real. The very few people upon your planet who see reality are often thought to be quite insane. My friends, one must not attempt to understand what we are saying on the level of language. Go within, my friends, and meditate. For knowledge of reality will come only from within. Accept nothing, on blind faith, but accept everything that is of good report. Allow all paradoxes to remain so. Accept much, and reject nothing. Go within, my friends, for within you lies reality. Dream, reality. Life is but a dream within a dream, within a dream. Yadadishiite, 209, Chapter 8, The world in which we live. Comment. The sense of reality is sometimes an elusive thing. Some feel most real when they are in danger, or are experiencing violent emotional states. Others find reality in their assumed roles, their jobs. These following messages suggest some reasons for these seeming variations in reality around us. Channeling Selections, December 18, 1973. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Father are with you, my friends, and you are with us, in a single effort. Our effort, as I have said before, is to awaken the people of this planet to truth. This has been tried many, many times. They are sleeping very, very soundly. Yes, my friends, they are asleep, dreaming a dream that is fantastic. It is beyond the belief of those who know truth that such a dream could be a dream, but this is the case. Many of your people have dormant within them the memory of truth. Many others have a less accurate memory. And a few have no memory at all. The truth, however, is within them, for it is within all men, in all places. For those of the first category, it is relatively easy to awaken them from their slumber. The second category is much, much more difficult, and the third, for the present, will be impossible for you to awaken. Do not concern yourself if an individual rejects an attempt you might make to awaken him. This simply means he is not yet ready for this truth to be given unto him. Concern yourselves with those who would seek the truth, and make it available to them in any way that you can. February 15, 1974. All of the people of this planet should not be where they are at this time. Unfortunately, they are in a state of trance. I have 210, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live, spoken of this before, and at this time will reiterate that they are truly in a state of trance. They have been hypnotized by suggestions of social systems which have been built up by erroneous thinking through many centuries. The only way to break the chain of foolishness that reigns upon your planet is to awaken your people with proper information. March 6, 1974. My friends, we come across the deeps of dimensions you know not to speak with you, and yet you are asleep. And though you hear us, you do not hear us. My friends, true for the illusion, and, my friends, this illusion is a very small part of the creation. My friends, you come here. You come to each meeting and you sit at each meditation in an attempt to awaken from the slumber, only knowing the illusion of truth. Meditation, my friends, is the great bridge to the total creation of the Father. All of us together are the creation. Through meditation we can begin to become more aware of it. This is true of us, also. And this is our service to you. We encourage you to continue meditation, and, my friends, we encourage you to stop yourself at each point in the illusion at which you think a thought, and ask yourself how much of the truth of that thought applies to the real creation of the Father. March 8, 1974. For seeds in the ground, my friends, there is darkness. There is darkness also in the conscious and waking reality of those people of your planet who are beginning to seek, as they feel that they are awake, yet they are asleep, and in darkness. And just as people who are asleep and dreaming while their real bodies are in their beds and safe, they may well imagine themselves killed. Such a thing does not happen. They awaken and discover that reality was other than they thought. 211, Chapter 8, The World in Which We Live. My friends, true understanding of the true reality is like this. And how do those of us who wish to serve begin to sow the seed? We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator can only come to you to urge you to meditate, to seek, to turn to the Creator of us all for His love and His light. That is all you can do, my friends. Evil, why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door with 1,000,000,000 questions about hate and death and war? The Moody Blues comment: any search for spiritual truth must needs include the attempt to come to grips with the subject of the evil which we can see about us. Channeling Selections, February 18, 1974. There are people in this universe. They are infinite. They do many things. They speak to you. You listen. They come to you. Into your consciousness come thoughts. What comes into your consciousness is what you desire. You are limited because of your desire to be limited. Everything that you think is possible, if you desire it. Many things have occurred. I am attempting to tell you that there are things that have occurred in your past, as you call it. There are many of the Creator's children who experienced what they desired. These desires are varied. There are activities which you would like to call evil. Is this possible, that a creation that was formed of love supports what you consider evil?